Well, to those of you who call Antioch home, those of you who are visiting with us today, and to those who are watching online, thanks so much for being here with us today. We are continuing in a series through the book of Philippians called Choose Joy. Choose Joy. Today, we're going to look at, in the interest of time, we're going to look at one verse today. We're still in chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 19. So if you want to go ahead and make your way there, Philippians chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 19 today. I am slowly making my way through a book that is the autobiography of a man named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German pastor and a theologian who stood up in Germany and opposed the Adolf Hitler regime. And because he did this publicly, he ended up being arrested because he stood up against a lot of the things that Hitler was doing during this time. So in the book that I'm reading, he tells the story of his imprisonment in Germany and how he didn't really know what was going to happen to him while he was in prison. So he's sitting in prison. He doesn't know if he's going to be killed. He doesn't know if he's going to be released. He doesn't know when any of this is going to happen or how long it will take. He doesn't know how long he's going to sit in prison. He simply has no idea what is going to happen to him. But he shares in the book, he shares about how there were two things that really got him through this time of unknown. It was prayer and the Holy Spirit. Those two things for Bonhoeffer really encouraged him and kept his soul going in a season of not knowing what tomorrow held. Prayer and the Holy Spirit. This is exactly what we're going to see from our brief time together in the passage today. Paul is awaiting trial, and he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. Paul doesn't know if he's going to be released from prison. He doesn't know if he's going to be killed for sharing his faith. But whatever happens, Paul wants to see Jesus get the glory in his life. And so here's my hope for us today. You and I, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know where God will lead us. We don't know what's going to happen to us. We don't know where we will end up in this life. But whatever happens and however life plays out, this is the main point of today's message. The number one thing we should want to see in our life is Jesus be glorified. You may not know what tomorrow holds, but you know who holds tomorrow. And so with that, if you would please stand with me if we read Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. Here's what it says. Hear the word of the Lord. This is Paul speaking. For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. This is the amazing word of God. You may be seated. Over the last several months, we've been talking about two things that we really want to see here in the life of our church. The first is how we want to become a praying church. Not just a church that prays, but a praying church. A church where we really seek the face of Jesus for wisdom and direction and guidance in our lives and the life of our church. This is who we want to be as a church. We want to be a praying church. And the second thing is what we looked at last week, where we learned more about the Holy Spirit and how we should want to see and observe the Holy Spirit move in our lives and in the life of our church. So we want these two things for Antioch Community Church. We want to be a praying church, and we want to be a church that sees the Holy Spirit move. In our passage today, in just this one verse, Paul shows us why both of these things are important. Because having them can get you through uncertain times. Look at this verse again. Look what he says. For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus. So through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus, what's happened to me, his imprisonment, will turn out for my deliverance. So as we said at the beginning, Paul has no idea what lies ahead for him. But one thing he does know, everyone, and this is the truth that he anchors himself in. Either way, whatever happens to him, he's going to get through it. He's going to be delivered. We're going to look more about what he means at that next week, but he says, I'm going to be delivered. It's going to happen, and it's not going to happen just by me passively sitting by and waiting. It's going to happen by two things: their prayers for him and the Holy Spirit at work in their lives. That's what's going to get him through this season. He doesn't necessarily know how. He doesn't know when. He doesn't know the details, but he knows their prayers for him and the Holy Spirit working will be the two things that will lead to his deliverance. So let's go a little deeper. Let's look at these two things. Prayer is communion with God through conversation with God. And what does prayer do? It reminds us of three things. First, it reminds us of our need for God, our dependence on God. When we pray for things, when we pray for God to move in our life or the life of someone else, it reminds us that we really can't do anything by ourselves. Like you really can't do anything by yourself. You need God. I need God. We need God. So when we pray, it reminds us of our total dependence on God and that we need God in every area of our life. But prayer also jogs our memory and reminds us of what God has done in the past. So we pray for God, we pray to God for things that are happening now and for him to move in the future. But when we pray, it also like reminds us of what God has done in our lives. When you pray, it jogs your memory to stuff that he's done like last week or last month or last year or whenever you prayed. So when we pray, we don't just like think about what I need right now. We also say, oh, God, thank you for how you got me through this season. So it jogs our memory to what God has done in the past. And then third, and most importantly, prayer should continuously open our eyes to who God is. Not just what we want him to do. Hear me clearly on this. We shouldn't just pray because we want God to do stuff. Yes, that's part of it. But we also pray because we want our spiritual eyes to be open to God. Show me more of who you are. Show me more of your goodness and your faithfulness and your steadfast love and your mercy towards me and your grace towards me. When we pray, we should seek God's face more than we seek God's hand. So that's what we do in prayer. We pray because we want to know more of who God is. So Paul says prayer will help him get through this. But he also says the Spirit of Jesus will help things turn out for his deliverance. The Spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit, what we looked at last week. The Spirit of Jesus himself, it resides on the inside of believers. What does the Holy Spirit do? It's a gift. So keep that in mind. It's a gift given to believers the moment they place their trust in Jesus. You get the Holy Spirit. So you don't have to like achieve a certain level of Bible knowledge or like go to church for a certain number of years or like go to Bible school or act a certain way or memorize a certain number of passages. No, the moment you place your trust in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. Amen? You have the Holy Spirit. What does it do in our lives? Well, it's there to encourage us. It's there to comfort us, to correct us, to convict us, and most importantly, it's there to help us live like Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It helps us live like Jesus. So these are the two things Paul says will be the things that will help him get delivered from his prayers, from his present situation. Prayer and the Holy Spirit. And I think Paul identifies these specific two things for a reason. Because he knew the faithfulness of God, and he knew the power of prayer, and he knew the power of the Holy Spirit. He had read about it, he had studied about it, he had seen it in his own life. And I think the same power that Paul tapped into when he was sitting in that jail and he identified, okay, I'm going to get through this through prayer, and I'm going to get through this through the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that placed those two things on his mind, you have access to as a child of God. I think it's true for us. When you read the Bible, you can see this pattern of the goodness and the faithfulness of God and see how, like, throughout history, God's people, they didn't know what lie ahead. They didn't know what tomorrow may bring. But God delivered his people over and over and over again through these two things, prayer and the Holy Spirit working. And when you read that, when you read it in the Old Testament, when you read it in the New Testament, when you see it done in the past in your life, it can, like, that can encourage you today, and that can set your soul on fire. When you think about, like, the God who delivered the Israelites when they prayed to him in Egypt and then his Spirit worked, and the God who delivered David when he prayed and his Spirit worked, and the God who delivered the people when Esther trusted in him, and the God who delivered Paul when he was sitting in prison, what's the common denominator in all of this? None of them knew what tomorrow held, but they knew who held tomorrow. They didn't know what lie around the corner. Sometimes, literally, David didn't know what lie around the corner. But what did they have? What did they have? The ability to pray and the Holy Spirit working in their lives. The ability to pray, get this, they had two. They didn't have a lot, but they had two things. The ability to pray and the Holy Spirit working. And what do we know? What do we know, church? The power and sovereignty of God transcends time. So listen, if you are a child of God, whatever happens tomorrow, whatever comes your way tomorrow, in fact, whatever comes your way later today, you may not be able to control it, but you know what you do have? You have the two most important things you have. You have the ability to pray, and you have the Holy Spirit working in your life. And because you have those two things, you have everything you need. You may not know what tomorrow holds, but you know who holds tomorrow. And whatever you face, you know through prayer and the Holy Spirit working that we will be delivered. Because the same God who has consistently shown that he can deliver his children through different means is the same God who can deliver you from whatever is on your mind right now. So what do you need delivering from? What do you need delivering from? You may not know how or when it's going to work out, but you never have to worry if it's going to work out. Let me say that again. You may not know how or when it's going to work out, but you never have to worry if it's going to work out. So let me ask you again, what do you need to be delivered from? What do you need to be delivered from? Paul was sitting in prison, and he knew that somehow he's going to be delivered from this. None of us in here, we're not sitting in a physical prison, but maybe you're in a spiritual prison. Maybe you're in an emotional prison. Guess what? Through prayer and the Holy Spirit, God can deliver you. And notice what Paul says here. Notice the way he says. He says, through your prayers. This is why I love to like sometimes slow down and really, really, really like press into the word of God. He says, through your prayers. He doesn't say like, okay, through me praying. He says, through your prayers. So he's showing us through this that like when you pray, when you pray for someone, it can get them delivered. It can help get them delivered. He says, through your prayers. Yes, he was probably praying for himself, but he tells them, pray for me. Pray for me. So, like, if you're going through something today, don't just keep it to yourself. Don't be so afraid to let someone know that you need prayer. You know, he says, through your prayer. So listen, maybe you're in a toxic habit or you're stuck in an addiction. Don't keep that to yourself. Let someone know so they can pray with you. And then their prayers, and then you trust the Holy Spirit. And you watch how God will deliver you. Maybe you're in a bad relationship right now. Don't keep that to yourself. Find someone you trust and say, hey, pray for me on this. And then their prayers and the power of the Holy Spirit and God can deliver you. Maybe you're stuck in lust or pornography or some type of unhealthy like sexual addiction. Listen, don't keep that to yourself. Find someone that you trust. Say, hey, pray for me. Like your prayers. I need your prayers. We don't want to just like struggle with things and struggle with life and never tell anyone. Tell someone, hey, I'm struggling with this. And then your prayers combined with me trusting the Holy Spirit, I know that this is like, I'm not going to be stuck in whatever it is for the rest of my life. Maybe it's just the fear of other people's opinions. Hey, I'm struggling with this. Pray for me. Pray for me. That's why we need each other. That's why we have community groups. It's why we have DNA groups. It's why we get together on Sunday mornings. Paul says, your prayers will help me get through this. Never doubt whether you praying for someone is effective, because it can be effective for someone else. Or maybe it's just the fear of tomorrow. Let someone know what you're dealing with. Their prayers and the Holy Spirit. Or maybe like Paul, it's something that happened to you that really wasn't your fault. Maybe the way your family treats you. I know how that feels. Or maybe you got the short end of the stick in life. I know how that feels. Many of you know how that feels. Paul's sitting in prison for doing the right thing. Maybe you feel like that. Like you're in some situation right now, you're trying to do the right thing, you're doing the right thing, and you're like, hey, I'm trying to stay close to Jesus, I'm trying to do the right thing, I need prayer. I'm relying on the Holy Spirit, but I need prayer. This is why we want to become a praying church, because we pray not just for ourselves, we pray for each other. The person next to you, hear me clearly on this. The person next to you needs your prayers. In fact, I've never done this before, but I'm going to do this right now. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Okay, come on, guys. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to pray for you. Turn to your other neighbor and say, neighbor, you pray for me. There we go. I'm going to start doing that every Sunday. I'm just playing. Just joking. But you got to see what Paul does here. Like, yes, as a child of God, we have the Holy Spirit, but we need each other's prayers. And whatever it is in your life, hear me on this, whatever it is in your life, you have everything you need. Hear me on it. You have everything you need because you can pray about it and watch the Holy Spirit work. Church, the delivering power of Jesus still works. The delivering power of Jesus still works. So earlier this week, as I was going through this message, I thought about how can I make this real in our lives? And I was praying, and I was just praying at home, and just like, Spirit, help me make this real in our lives. And then I remembered a text message that I got. So Some of you may recall that the Hubs had an interesting week 2 weeks ago. They had a pretty interesting week. Pretty scary week. I got a text message from Jana Hub. We were reaching out to her, like, hey, how are things going? I'm going to put this on the screen here. She's okay with this. I asked for her permission, so don't worry. I'm not catching her off guard here. Jana knows this is coming. Adam knows it's coming. But I want to read this. Look at what this says. They are keeping Adam one more night for observation. They have ruled out so many of the major things, but then hear what it said, hear what she says, but we still do not have answers. Then listen to what she says. God and the support of our community are holding us up. God and the support of our community are holding us up. When you don't have answers to the problems in your life, God, the Holy Spirit working, and the prayers of each other, that's what keeps us going. That's what kept the Hubs going. When doctors were doing one thing, running one test after the other, couldn't figure out anything, Jana says, listen, God and the support of our community are keeping us going. You know what prayer and the Holy Spirit do? They don't always take away your problems, but they do give you a long-range perspective on your problems. When you pray about something, when you have the Holy Spirit like working inside of you, it doesn't necessarily take away your problems. It could, but not all the time. But it gives you this. Straight from one of our church members. God and the support of our community is holding us up. So today, you may be going through something. You don't know why you're going through it. You don't know how you're going to get out of it. You don't have all the answers. But you do have the two most important things. The ability to pray and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Father, in this one verse, Paul shows us how to have a Holy Spirit perspective during the uncertainty of life. At some point, every one of us in here will face, it's a given, we will face a season of uncertainty. A season where we don't know what to do. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what later today may bring. But we do know that you hold tomorrow. So we rely on you. We pray to you. As Paul shows us, through their prayers, he could be delivered. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us of the power of us praying for each other. Because it reminds us that we're not alone, and it reminds us that, like, deliverance is coming. We don't know when, but we know it's coming. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that keeps us going, that keeps us encouraged. Your Spirit is a gift to us, Jesus. Help us every day to see it as a gift, because it makes us live more like you if we submit to it. God, maybe there's someone here today who's walking through something alone. they haven't shared it with anyone because maybe there's some shame or some guilt or some embarrassment or whatever it is. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's a struggle, whatever it is. Place someone on their heart that they can say, hey, pray for me in this. I don't want to struggle with this alone. And help us to keep in step with the Spirit. Jesus, we love you more than anything else. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We pray these things in your name. Amen.